we're marking our 30th birthday by hearing from our fellow 30-year-olds talk about what they think has shaped their generation. We spoke to several 30-year-olds in Pittsburgh and also to some of their contemporaries in Atlanta, Denver, and New York. As for great world events, there was no world war or no depression for them. Dwight D. Eisenhower and JFK are ancient history. The president who dominated their youth was Ronald Reagan, and the moment of his presidency seared in their memories.
I wanted to repeat that the president is in stable condition. He has been shot once.
It was a big shock to me that that could happen. Someone could shoot someone. You knew murder existed, but you didn't see it on television, and you didn't see it happen to your president.
Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude,
space shuttle. I think I must have been in six or seven. Yeah, when it blew up.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
My school teacher was one of the finalists and didn't make it on there. So we watched it go up and it blew up and everybody was like, oh my gosh.
I grew up, and a lot of the people that I know as well, in a state of profound nuclear angst. That threat of being 15 minutes from the end of civilization, it scared the hell out of me.
On 26 January, 27 B-52s dropped 455 tons of explosive on the Republican Guards.
The Gulf War, it was a TV special. It was sold to us as a commercial, and it's all precision and clean and smart bombs and CNN. I think it re-glorified war.
Thanks for the question. Skip.
General, you described...
What is called the Atlanta Child Murders, and I remember an incident happening in St. Clair Village where a student had gotten kidnapped. And so being aware of someone taking me or being pulled away from my parents, that's really scared me.
I, Diana Francis.
Hi, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Charles.
I had a scrapbook of Princess Diana. Her wedding. God, I can't. That was really cool when I was young. I thought that was really a neat, dreamy world. And I think it might have been because I also was exposed to like Marlo Thomas and Free to Be You and Me and all these things that were very much more liberal and about yourself and free expression. And I was like, there's a princess in the mix.
That's Colleen Russell Christ, who works at the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. We also heard Mark Phelan, Rebecca Arena, Chris Potter, and Jock Baines.